came a little bit, there'll be a skus from the parish that Dora came. So Rav Chaim Shlevitz was very, very into the parish Arachaim. He learned everything, and he said over a lot of it. So in the parasha of Pinchas, it said Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Akraim. So the Arachaim asked, why are we saying this? It said already in the last parasha, this Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Akraim. Why are we saying again? We already said his father, his grandfather. The Arachaim said, why are we saying it again? That's okay, why twice? This is the Shailab. I saw it inside the Arachaim. Why are we saying it twice? We just said it. We just say Pinchas. Why are we saying it twice? So he gives some terrors. But Rav Chaim Shlevitz said, very, very nice terrors on the Arachaim Shailab. See, it says in Rashi, is a big pillar. A big pill happened here. The Shvatim made a bizoin of Pinchas. Harisim ben Puti, ze pitim aviimo, agolim, meaning Yisro, agolim lavor zora, harag nesesevi Yisrael. So it's a big pill. It's something pill that happened here, that the Shvatim made a bizoin, a pill. He saved it, because there was my gift, for it says, and he saved them. A little pill. He saved their life. Pinchas, and they're making a bizoyin of him. That's Arachin. But they made a bizoyin. So Rav Chaim Shred, what's the bizoyin? Ben Puti, Pitim Aviimo, Agom, I mean Yisro, Agom, see the developed Rabbi Turchin, Shlita, our neighbor say, doesn't say he worshiped Avodah Zarah. Pitim Aviimo, Agolim, he made them look fat and nice. Yisro, this time, was over Avodah Zarah. He made things nice, meaning he's into Avodah Zarah. He was into Avodah Zarah. He made the Agolim look nice for Avodah Zarah. That's time he worshipped. In this Milra, they timed it that his ma'aseh wasn't lucky. See, the halacha is a kanoim pogim bo, but it means Pinchas killed Zimri. So to kill this Zimri who did an avera, but he's not chayav misa. Kanoim pogim bo, but the kanoim pogim bo has to be 100% pure. No trace of any kino or sin or anything. Has to be pure me'achuz for the mitzvah of pogim bo. So they said they kind of it wasn't pure. He's Haraya, his Yisro, his Avi Imo was Avodah Zarah. So he did it, okay, he did it, but it wasn't pure. It wasn't me'achuz samila. He did it with tzicha. This is very tricky. And halacha pogim bo, Rav Chaim said, if you're a bit of any mashu, now lishmo, it's betzicha. You can't kill a person. If you're a kanoi pogim bo, okay, you're allowed to. Halacha ben morin kain. The Gemara says halacha. Bezin doesn't tell you to do it because Bezin doesn't know if you're pure. So maybe they say hashvat mevazin or so. It's beautiful, much beautiful to answer the kasha of the Arachaim. They said it wasn't pure. Haraya, tell me, he did it. Okay, he did it mitzvah, but okay, you see, since his saba was pitem avimo agolim, that means okay, he's the tshuva, he's a Yoreh Hashem, but can't be pure. Said to her, no. May Allah be Aaron Akrain. Oh, Yav Shalom, worthy of Shalom. He's pure. He only meant Shalom. He didn't mean anything at all. This unbelievable Zach, a kanoi, kill the person. If it's 1% of sin or something not pure, he's Chayim Misa. He's Rotzeach. Oh, my. Torah is made. And May Allah be Aaron Akrain. He has the meaning of Aaron Akrain. Oh, Yav Shalom, worthy of Shalom. His name becomes Torah Nifla. And the Arachaim Ta'ara, why are we saying again? We just said it at the end of the parasha. I was saying, with the answer of the Shvatim, the Mevazim or so. And Zay Mashpin Rashi, Lefi, quick, same Shat Rashi. Lefi Shoy Shvatim, Mevazim or so, Ben Puti, Avimu Agomba, Rozora, Bakos of Yuksa, meaning, because Rashi is coming to answer the Kasha of the Arachaim. Rashi answering, why are we saying Aaron? We said it already. No. To say, Rashi is Ma'ora, now I'm just saying it over. Rashi himself, Rav Chaim Shlevitz, Rashi, Rashi is more the kasha of the Arachaim. We said it anyway. We know his father, his grandfather, Elmer, was saying, no, he's Aaron HaKohen. Isn't that beautiful? Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, he's pure. And he killed the Nas Shev Israel, but it was pure. It wasn't any trace of anything personal, only L'Shem Shemaim, to stop Magefa to be Mivar, the Rav Israel. That's why the stop Magefa, he was Mechaber Kli Yisrael, and he became a Kohen. And Kuna comes from him. It says in and the Rambam says that Gimel in the Rambam Talmud Torah that Gimel Ksorim three crowns. Christ had three crowns, and one crown is Kuna that was Zochah Pinchas. Midah Zochah Aaron. It says in the Rambam in Rambam says in Perak Gimel Talmud Torah Bishlosh Ksorim Hanichlu Yisrael. Rambam says, b'shloisha, right? The Rambam in Perek Gimel, says, b'shloisha Perek Gimel Aleph, b'shloisha Ksorim Nichtu Yisrael, Tera Kuna Malchus, Kuna Zochah Ba'arin, Shnei Nehemah. Pinchas was made it, the Aaron was Zocher the Kuna. See? Pinchas made the Aaron was Zocher the Kuna. That's the Pazuk of Pinchas, our Pasha. And that they, Pinchas made Aaron get the Kuna for everything. Everything came from Pinchas. Very fascinating. Rambam says Pinchas got the Kuna was Zocher by Aaron because of Pinchas. Pinchas came from Aaron, and he got Kuna. From him came all the Kohanim. Okay, I think is that I'm saying something beautiful. Rashi now was saying Rashi is more the kasha of the Orachaim. Rashi answers it. He's answering the Shvatim made of Bizoyon. So lefichach b'kosef yichsach Aaron to tell me no, it's not true. He's not going after Yisro. Abu Azura, he means pure Aaron HaKohen. Isn't that beautiful? No, beautiful. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful chat in Rashi?
Yeah.
See, there was a big kanoi in Yerushalayim named Rav Amram Bloy. Amram Bloy was a big kanoi in Yerushalayim. He was very, very lishma, very, very lishma, and the Dolan was very, very like the Biskrov and Chad Nishwa, very, very mechabed him. He, and this Rechaim said the story that when where Azabira is now, where it was a big soccer field, a huge site now is Azabira, but before Azabir came to life, there's a big soccer field, and one of the in the area of Azabir, a youth soccer field, and they played soccer on Shabbos, openly. They were very strong, all the non from. Then they played soccer on Shabbos, so all Yisrael can't make a machor, and Rabbi Tzion Yadler said shmuz, but nothing, So Rabbi Amram Bloy went and went into the game and got the ball and took the ball and then the game stopped. They hit him. They put him there in jail. But he stopped. So he was a kanoi lishma. See, Rav Gamuri Shlita told me yesterday Shabbos another one nerva that Amram Bloy is Bigmatria Chaim Ben Atar. Chaim Ben Atar, the holy Arachaim. So Bigmatria is Chaim Ben Atar. He's the Chaim Ben Atar. He's his father Atar. Ayin Tetzresh Bigmatria Amram Bloy. I think it's one off. I have to work it out. I have to work it out again. I think it could be exactly one off. But it's a Bigmatria. he was a wonderful. He was a kanoi lishma. He helped Klal Yisrael, you know, Yishlaim with Yishlaim, and he had a lot of tumult, you know, because it's always a battle here, a frum and the non-frum. This is the battle of the city, of the battling frum not frum. So he tried his best to, you know, to that the frum should, you know, the not frum should not win out over the frum. See, all these things that you see, honestly, you didn't see it. It used to be a theater on Rehov Yeshayahu, right near, was a theater, I think, up the street. And now they took it down, but now they took it. But there was, I think I saw it also. I saw myself the theater. It wasn't playing, but I'm all, it was, they made a theater. They played a theater every Shabbos in the middle of the record. They had a theater of movies, whatever they had. So Rav Amnon Bloy would daven mincha, each Shal HaShulis, then stand on line to buy a ticket, and I mean, Jews were going to buy tickets from the theater. Jews, not from Jews, but the Jews. So he would daven mincha Shal HaShulis and go to the stand on line of the ticket booth. When it came to his time, he stood at the booth and blocked the way. No one else could buy a ticket. And they can't hit him. The police came, hit him, everything. But okay, it was a kanoi. Kanoi has to be lishma. This the boy. Pinchas was a kanoi lishma. Was mainly he was zochet to be. He became Eliyahu. Pinchas became Eliyahu Navi. He lived, you know, lived now. He's Eliyahu Navi. Talking about 12, he's very, very mordic. He was kind of and it was pure. So it was pure. He got a big scarf for it. He said my gefa of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so that's to answer the kasha of the Orachim. Rashi is the heard answering the kasha of the Orachim. Rashi. And Rashi heard that this blemish, but Orachim Shlevitz was very, very. He learned all the Orachim. He used to go to his kever. He used to go to his Orachim. Went to his kever and told him in Yiddish. He spoke to him in Yiddish. He says, now we're learning Ayat Sefer. He told the Orachim that we learn his Sefer. So maybe it should be a schus to everyone to learn the Orachim. Maybe up to Chiddush. So there's the one. He said something very, very marvelous in Chiddush. That everyone should try to hear, to either say a Chiddush or write a Chiddush or hear a Chiddush. We hear Chiddushim. Now we can't say ourselves Chiddushim, but we hear Chiddushim. So we should write down a Chiddush. So we should write down. We heard no Chiddush. Write down the people here from Yaldus, no Chiddushim and everything, and that's, you know, that's it, they forget it, and that's all, it goes away. He says here that we have no big dush, and we have not korbanus. So a person wants to be mak of a korban, like a shlamim, korban shlamim. Kavan Shalom, Kavan Ola. He says, if you write down a Chiddushim, it's Nechaper, like you bought a Korban. Chiddush Neuro. You bought a Korban, Bimkom Ola, Vachatas. It's big Chiddush. See, he brings a pasuk and tells him, I never heard it before. Ola Vachata, Lo Shalta, Othmarati Hine Basi, Bimagila Sefer, Kosovo Alai. He said, that means if you want to bring an Ola and a Chatzas, you write Kiddushim, that's cool, you brought an Ola and a Chatzas. See this? Mazel, Moed. And he says, a person is also Lilite Adin, that he heard Torah, or he himself said, or he heard over Torah, Adin, and he said, Lo Gilu Loi El Amanash Sheyuchtevein. President, he is Torah Amanash Sheikh Devin. Yemen Mimenu. And also, if he writes Torah, his sister will be over the Kera, that people are saying Torah that he wrote. Okay, we're not doing that, right? Are we doing this right down the condition that we heard of? And if
he's writing alone.
Alone, yeah, right. But it's only in Haggadah, but how about Halacha? There's a lot of Halacha here. We can write in Halacha. And when we hear things that are very cautious, we should not just, okay, I heard it, that's it. So we should write it down. We have to have notebooks to write down, but then you say, I have a whole house full of notebooks, my whole house full of notebooks, full of folders. I have no idea where anything is. So we have to, okay, but anything from now on. Yesterday I was learning with my boy Esco, the sugya of Jumsis. So yesterday we had a big shaira, and we have no tshuva. Even a shaira is good. Even a shaira. See, the Gemara says that there were Nura and Jumsis, that it's only 21 days. The whole famous river of Jumsis is 21 days. Pele, also a Pele. How can that be? Yom HaMelech is all year. Yom HaMelech, and it's also of Melech. And this salty, it's only, okay, that's it, 21 days. See, but what the Gemara says, it's a steering Gemara. You see, Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Oso Lamod, B'karka Yisrael, Shod Yosef, Neshe, Ma'ameles, Omarpe. Then it doesn't say 21 days. And the Rambam brings down the Gemara. Rambam brings down the Gemara of Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Yochanan in Erev Shabbos, and says that's us, and not 21 days, always. That's what we asked yesterday. The Gemara says right away. It's only the whole Korach of this famous river. It's only 21 days. But the Rambam says in Shabbos, see in Perak, say we saw it in Perak. Stand in the karka of the river all year, for the pillar. The one says, right, to only 21 days, so why is it also? It says, Rama Marpa, Mashma, all year. I mean, Rama says, also, Kilo, Halacha, Psukra, doesn't say 21 days, only if the Shuas, no, all year. So, big question on the Rama, Kilo, the Gemara. The Rama is bringing the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan doesn't say 21 days. No one asked. We tried to. No one asked. Isn't it a shaila tuma? Gemara says 21 days, and Rav Yochanan says halacha psuka. I can't stand there ever. And the Rambam says the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Is that a tema? No, tema gedola.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to. If it's here. Okay, what are we do about this Torah Yoitz? We're trying to write Horos on Shabbos. Shabbos, a lot of Horos we learned for 4 years. Thank you very much for learning. But I didn't write down. You wrote down what we asked all the years. I didn't write down.
I wish I did. Maybe we could start now?
sliding up by sliding up. We'd have to get a folder, a new folder, with her Horus on Shabbat. So from Kufman, I'm saying, I'm in County Base. We have one over here, how Rabbi Yochanan says, I can't stand the Kaka of Yom Sis, and Mashma, and Ram says, always. And then Rabbi Rav says, the whole Mara is 21 days, it's a steer to Rabbi Yochanan, arguing, saying, no, it's always. And Ram says, always. Maybe we'll try to write down from now how our schedule. Paul Yoritz said we should write things. So we have to.
Even if we're not publishing them, it's just for ourselves. It's still considered akatos and anola.
I don't know. No, maybe we should not publish them, but maybe type them. Writing, and then our children will see it. Our children will see it. Okay, just to write alone. See, Rav Chaim Shlomowitz wrote on Kol HaShas. He wrote, but he didn't print it. And now no one can know what he wrote. Like his sentences, like he didn't write so clear. He has on Kol HaTorah, Rav Chaim, in his house, in big notebooks. But I think only Rabbi Froh, Olav Shalom, could understand what he wrote. His oldest son, and they didn't. I guess they didn't. Put out. Yes, he told us he can sing and call us wherever we want. Just give him half hour to prepare and prepare and sing wherever we want. Any place he could say anywhere in Shas. Because he wrote down on Rosh Shas, but he didn't like, you know, he didn't print it. So maybe we should write and just type it. So yeah, publish. Just type of Oris, okay? Type of Oris. And list on Shabbos. Letter Oris, yes. See this one. With Hara Aleph, Asira, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ram Paskins, Rabbi Yochanan. That doesn't say 21 days. Okay, so it's a Shaila. Okay, it's a Shaila. Okay. We'll try to make a folder. We have many folders on Sakh Shabbos, Perg Chavis, to write. This one aura. And then the horror of the Yomsis. Okay. Okay, well, maybe we'll go on. So.